Is this all that's here today?
We're live.
Welcome. Welcome back, beautiful people of Community Christian Church. Woo! Just to let you know, this is an AI simulated podcast. We're all fake. This was generated by the computer itself. AI has taken over. It's too late. You can't rescue us.
They couldn't come up with me. Hi, Roger. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi.
I'm not even on, but I'll wave.
Want you to wave too?
Yeah, wave slow.
Cute.
What chapter?
Chapter
14.
First.
53.
All right, announcements. Sloan's gonna take over.
That's the announcement, Sloan.
No sleeping. No yawning. You're great. We're gonna shake hands until you stay awake.
I don't know what announcements are. Sorry.
We have a work day on the 20th.
Yes.
We have a Bible study on the 27th.
Like yes. Women's and men's breakfast potluck Bible study thing.
Is it one of those ones?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's one of those ones. BBS is
July.
On its way in July. I think late July.
Dates to be dated.
To be continued.
To be dated.
To be determined.
And Mother's Day tea on.
Oh yeah, Mother's Day tea. Are you still doing that?
On Star Wars Day.
May the Lord be with you.
I'm going to take my lights over here and just swing it around.
And with that
Mother's
being
Day
said...
Tea. No, church.
Anything else? Anything that I'm missing, guys? Come on.
You should
so
be
quiet.
Here.
Because they're so
watching.
Quiet.
You should be here. Jesus loves you.
You want to pray us in?
Nah. You want to read our first passage though, and
all
tell
right.
us why we read it.
No. So with that being said, let us pray. And let's jump into scripture. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hold my hands up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this wonderful building that you allow us to gather and congregate in, Lord. We thank you for the community that you built around us, Lord. Help us lean on one another when we need it, Lord, and not be afraid of each other, Lord. And Lord, forgive us for our sins, so that we may dwell in your presence, Lord. Help us remember that we want your will to be done and not ours, Lord. Give us what we need for our day, not only physically but scripturally, Lord, so that we can be your hands and feet, Lord. And Lord, help us retain information in this Bible study. Help us remember it in our hearts. Not just one scripture, but what the whole passage is talking about, Lord. Bless the study ahead in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My Bible in your truck?
Probably.
We have a third one. Is it Kathy?
Oh.
Thus,
I did already.
Okay.
Are we in Mark?
We are in Mark, but we start where?
14.
We start 14?
Corinthians
what?
13.
And what does it say?
But these three
remain love.
Close, but yeah, I'll take it.
Love, hope, and
faith. Yeah, you're right. It's just in a different
charity.
Order, but you're got
faith,
it.
Faith, hope, and charity.
You had it backwards,
hope,
yeah.
And love,
good.
With the greatest form of love.
And why?
Do you know why we go to why we read that before we jump into the Gospels?
We got a deep question.
Because love, if we act without love, our actions.
Mm-hmm. That's what the scripture means, right? Why do you think we go to the Gospels with that scripture?
When the Gospel animals already legends.
Sloan's giving you the answer.
You just need a translate.
Dad has to suck on it. Oh. It's the only safe journey.
It's only what, the first one? After that, it's wide open. Here you go.
There you go.
You should get that.
So we go to the we use that scripture
because Jesus always.
There you go, and it's like a cheat sheet, right? If we focus on those three things,
yeah, then we always on the right track, and we can't misunderstand.
Right.
If we always find it.
It was on the floor. Mm-hmm. You are correct.
Ding 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 ding.
My daughter from Germany. Alright, you guys ready to jump in, bruh? I've been waiting all day for this.
Which verse?
Mark 53. 53,
okay, thank you.
Of Mark 14.
I got that.
We're almost done.
Sick.
She's learning. I locked it.
For my.
Anyone want to lead us tonight? You want to lead us tonight? Mike? No? You need to stay quiet? Good man, good man.
He's shy.
I'll be back.
Said Jesus.
Alright.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
If you want to, I'm seeing if someone wants to. You want to?
Yeah. Okay.
Only if you want to.
I want
to. Not because you have to.
I would stay quiet if I wouldn't want to. Okay. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law came together.
You want the sunglasses back on?
Came together. Sorry. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him into death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We have heard him say, I will destroy this mad man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another, not made by man. Yet even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you? But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, said Jesus, and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. The high priest tore his clothes. Why do we need any more witnesses? He asked. You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said,
Prophesy.
And the guards took him and beat him.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Yes.
What do you think that looked like?
Not nice.
Not nice?
But they asked, like, I don't understand, because they asked, like,
are you the Christ? And he, like, answers them yes. And why, but if they don't want to hear the answer, what are they asking?
Because the question they ask is to,
have a reason to kill him.
Yeah, to convict him of.
But he wouldn't lie.
Of course, but they thought he was just a man. So when he thinks they're just a man, technically they would be breaking the law if you only thought the man was just a man, right? If I claim to be God, wouldn't I break one of the laws?
Yeah, you would be claiming to be.
Because I'm just a man, right?
But he did nothing ever wrong, so why?
Because he was claiming to be the Messiah, the Son of God, and they didn't think he was.
It's a couple things, you know. It's jealousy. It's because he brought large numbers of people together and healed them, which the Pharisees and the teachers of the law couldn't even do themselves. They couldn't even get the people to listen to him. Right?
To that one thing you just read, your jealousy.
Right, that's another one, right?
He beckoned demons to other people, and the Pharisees could not.
He didn't beckon, he commanded.
What does beckon mean?
Call. Called them out.
That's what I was saying. One, he was commanding them out. It wasn't.
Are Sanhedrin people? Like a people group?
Yeah, they're a
religious leaders.
It's like a denomination of the Jewish religion.
So, but if people tried before to, like, arrest him and get him to death, why, and it didn't work, why did it work this time? Like, why?
Because he allowed it.
Because his time was now here.
It's time. Because before he always said, my time is not yet.
And he would slip away into the crowd or.
But now it's his time. For him to be revealed to who he is.
For the spoiler on what's coming up.
I would say the Pharisees are a sect of the Jewish religion.
So the Sanhedrin people.
It's kind of the same thing.
Are the Sanhedrin people the ones that like hang him up on the cross?
The Sanhedrin were like a high council.
Yeah.
But
people who thought they like held some type of power in the religious aspect of it.
But for them, they could not kill anybody because they were under Roman rule. And the Romans took that ability from them. And so, Romans only had that authority.
So Romans killed?
The Romans put him to death based off of the judgment of the high priests and people of the Jewish.
Only because the Jewish people wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why when he's before Pilate, spoiler, that's like two sections. When he's before Pilate, Pilate ends up saying he's going to wash his hands of this because he didn't make the decision, but they wanted him killed. Because
he sees nothing wrong. He sees that he's a good man.
But he ends up sending him off to be crucified.
Because he's kind of in a quandary too, because he's got to keep the peace. And if he didn't do it, there would be a big uprising because it was already happening. You know, the chief priests and scribes and Pharisees.
Yeah, well, I think he was more scared of the political power that he would lose if he didn't follow the Jewish people, because the Jewish people would say,
you're no friend of Caesar.
Yeah, you're no friend of Caesar, right? That's literally like what the scriptures say. And he was more scared of that than he was of following through with killing the Messiah. Because when he found out that he was a king of some other place, he got scared. But when he found out that he was going to lose political power, we're spoiling the next section. I don't know why we're talking about this.
And some of the scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees and all of those, they some of them knew who he was. They knew.
Well, there were certain parts of people that wanted him to be persecuted because they thought he would come as a ruler.
Right, and
so they purposely persecuted him to say, okay, this guy's gonna, if we get him to the point of death, he's gonna have to come down and overthrow Rome, because that's what the scriptures say.
Right,
I think they have their own interpretation.
Judas even thought too.
Yeah,
that's what their interpretation of the scriptures is.
Yeah,
Judas was thinking that even if they would come to arrest him,
so if they would have read Corinthians,
this is before Corinthians.
Yeah, but if they would have read it, they would have read it different, right?
It didn't exist.
I'm sure if they read it, they would have, like, Well, those letters are directed to a type of people. They're not directed to the Jewish people or to the person of the world. They're directed to the believer.
Mine says...
So the only time someone would be affected by that is if they believe in Christ. Mm-hmm. And they would take those words to heart. That's what the whole opening of the letters are about.
Yours says what?
I'm sorry.
Mine says it says inside the chief priests and the whole Jewish Supreme Court were trying to find something against Jesus.
Yeah.
It doesn't say the Sanhedrin.
Yeah, that's the high council.
It's all the same thing, though.
Yeah.
It's all the ruling body.
It's just a little easier to read, you know?
Yeah.
Because they have many names they went by.
Yeah.
Sadducees, Pharisees,
Herodians. Well, I think the Sanhedrin were like an elected like official, kind of like how we do the Supreme Court.
Right.
The high priest.
You know, like they're selected.
They were the people with authority.
Yeah.
Oh, go away.
I want to go turn that off, though.
What's up, Oppo?
Hey, Orlando.
Oppo, is it? It's because of your wife. I'm just kidding.
I'm usually cold.
Wait.
What do you got anything?
What you said?
Because you woke him up.
Oh. That's what you got? Where were we at?
What I like the last two is like the Pharisees all throughout the Gospels, they accused him of different things for many different reasons. They were never right once. And
right.
You see, when it comes time to bring the witnesses, there's not one that can come and say something true that he did, that he was dead. And one thing, everything he said was true, they just didn't believe him.
Yeah.
They kept saying, even if like they came up and said that what the truth was, oh, he healed on Sabbath. Okay.
Yeah.
Like that didn't even deserve death. It was just those funny things. Oh,
yeah.
You healed on Sabbath. Oh, you healed. Like
you did a work.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was probably like appealing to a court, right? The people they appealed to knew what the scriptures required. And I'm sure some of the testimonies that were brought forth were like, the man did nothing wrong, or like you have a skewed version of what the scriptures actually say. This is what that means, you know? Like that's what was going down. And so like none of their testimonies held out because there was a whole council of people who most likely lived what the scriptures were saying.
Well, it also even says that their statements didn't agree. So one would say one thing, and the other went against what the other said.
Right.
And so they're constantly going against each other without even trying to. They're screwing up their own testimony.
It's part of Jesus being like the truth and the light. There's nothing in him. There's no guile, like deception. There's nothing. He's never been trying to deceive people. That's why he doesn't have to watch out by what he says. Nobody could catch him in his words.
Right.
He doesn't have to worry about being brought before court. He didn't do anything wrong. It's pretty cool.
And he even said in one of the other Gospels, no one takes my life from me.
Yeah.
I lay it down freely.
Yeah, willingly,
yeah.
Because
this was all, you know, it was all destined to happen, and God's going to allow it to happen no matter what. So if it wasn't them, it would have been you.
I always think God's plan, he took that into account, right? The wickedness of man.
Right.
Like, I know they're going to do it because this is what they do.
Yep.
Just like the prophets. They already know this is the...
Oh, yeah.
When somebody brings the word of God, they get persecuted and killed. This is just the way it is.
Yeah.
It's the way it happens.
So a prophet can't die unless he's in Jerusalem.
Join us. There's many tables. Or many seats.
He doesn't want to cry on camera.
Yeah, and they did everything they could. They got people to stand up and give false testimony, false witnesses, and, you know.
It's a good way to live our lives, too. Always knowing that if anybody could, they could never say anything, you know.
Right.
I didn't do anything bad. I didn't say anything about that person. I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
And it's a good way to live because you're living to God.
Yeah, Memo just covered that, and Peter also, yeah.
Remembering the...
There's such good advice that...
Oh, yeah.
Even though they try to accuse you,
Or First Peter?
Mm-hmm. It's
Chapter 4, isn't it?
Oh, no. It's living above Peter. Reproach. Yeah.
That's
what that is.
Peter, right? Yeah.
Well, there's... It's talking about being holy.
Mm-hmm.
At least First Peter is. I haven't read the second half of the book just yet. Close. But not yet. But I know it talks about it in, I think, First Timothy. With living such lives to where people can't find fault in your life. Because, and that's what it is living above reproach. Because he's talking to Timothy about spiritual leaders. He uses pastors and priests and all this, but it's in reality he's talking about spiritual leaders. And he's saying that these people need to live above reproach. They need to live in such a way that when if someone tries to bring testimony against you that's against sinful, that it's not true. Because then when they come against you, you're like, I'm living my life to the Lord. And so everything they come against you with isn't right.
Yeah, in 1 Peter 3:16 it says, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
3:15
Mm-hmm. 16, sorry.
No, it's 6:59
First Peter 3.
I know.
I just wanted to worry.
He was. You're right. I was just messing with you.
Yeah, and that living above reproach is pretty powerful too, because it's not just living a good life. It's more than that. It's even examining things that could be mistaken for something else. You know, it's like a single man going and staying over at a lady's house. Though nothing happens, it still creates rumors and you know, and doubts in people's mind. And that's what living above reproach is. You don't even put yourself in those situations so that no one has anything on you.
So mentally, I always try to live my life. Like, yeah, I'm going to stand in the court a lot for everything.
Right.
And every little thing is going to be examined.
Yeah.
From my
motive.
So
right.
It's got to be pure.
Even your thoughts. And that's even worse.
First here, and then it comes out. You know what I mean? But that's what godliness is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the work God does in us.
Yeah.
But this was just like a, I don't know how to apply it in today for us, I guess.
Well, in every aspect. I mean, people take it. Memo is talking, I'm not going to a liquor. You know, people say, I'm not going to the liquor store because it says liquor on it. You know, stuff like that. Some people take it farther, and it's their conviction. You know, it's not that we down them for it, but... But you need to have convictions about things. Just like I told you the story of me going in and buying a beer and cigarettes for my dad. You know, I had told the lady that, no, it's not for me. It's not for me. I had a Christian shirt on. But, you know, it's living above, try to live above reproach, you know.
It's the right way.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, everyone. This is Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Somebody else said that. It's like, sounded like, my name is Jacob. Hi, Jacob.
In John, you can read about one of those convictions that Mike was talking about.
John what?
What?
John what? I know you were there.
Let's see. John. Oh, sorry. I was in Luke.
Oh, I thought you were in John, right there.
No, I think John is the only account where, like, you can hear one of the questions that was asked. I think it's in 19... Nope, it's not 19. It's an 18. 18, 19. And this was one of the questions that was like asked in front of him. You know? It says, "Meanwhile, the high priest questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teachings. 'I have spoken openly to the world,' Jesus replied." And this is, gets into what Mike was saying. He just lived it.
Yeah.
He had nothing to hide. Right? Jesus replied, "I always taught in synagogues or at the temple, where all the Jews come together. I said nothing in secret. Why question me? Ask those who heard me. Surely they know what I said." When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby slapped him in the face. "And this, is this the way you answer the high priest?" he demanded. "If I said something wrong," Jesus replied, "testify as to what it is, what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why did you strike me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest.
I like this too, where because it talked about all these people, many testified falsely against them, but their statements didn't agree. And then another one talked about, we heard him say, "I will destroy this man-made temple and 3 days build another." And yet even their testimonies didn't agree. You know, people observing can see right through it all if you're paying attention. But yet it was going to happen one way or another, because that's what Christ came for. But you could see, like I say, you could see right through man's motives. And man, you know, some of the Pharisees didn't want to. They weren't going to give up their high place. And so they already seen Jesus throwing people out of the temple courts, you know. You're making a den of thieves and, you know, and correcting them all the time on what they're doing, you know. Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath? Or to do evil, you know?
Yeah, it goes back to like the same way that we talked about, I think, on Tuesday or the previous Tuesday when Peter chopped off an ear. He acted on emotion.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't even think about what was going on. It's the same way that when they were brought Jesus in front of them, they were just acting on emotion because they cared about their motive more than they cared about the person in front of them. Mm-hmm. Right? So they were just, as we read in that John section, like, if you stood outside, like if you were an alien watching this and you watched, and you go, "Oh, you know, you look like the bad guy because you just punched that guy in the face, or slapped that guy in the face, like it seems like he did nothing wrong." And he was very calm about what he said and very truthful. You know, he didn't react, and after he got slapped in such a way that, you know, made it look like both parties were bad, but it was a collective thought. Even after being, "If I said something wrong, then why did you strike me?"
Right.
You know, like, but you can see from the other party though that he just answered in such a way that brought thought, and he got slapped over it because there was an emotional, like, "I'm not letting you go this time," you know, because all the other times it slipped away from him. So their motive was in front of everything. They cared about their will instead of, you know, which turned out to be God's will, you know. But it was one of those times where God used that circumstance for the better, right?
Yeah, it's one of those things too, where someone's accusing, and when you're speaking the truth back, they have nothing to argue back with. And so they get mad and act physically,
right?
Because they have nothing, no ground to stand on.
And I'm sure most of those testimonies that were brought forth in front of the Sanhedrin were of that.
Yeah, because it said none of them agreed.
Emotional arguments trying to sway the people through an emotional thought pattern instead of a logistical one. That's perfectly said.
An emotional response,
Because as we read further, like, there is a group of people that listened to the people that brought the testimony, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't like just one man wanted Jesus crucified, there was a whole crowd of people.
Yeah. But if you read too, as we get there and read there, notice that it's the high priest still stirring people up, because the people had to be stirred up, enticed to be against him.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is like
yeah.
they threw out an emotion. It's kind of like if you pay attention to today's politics, it's the same way.
Yeah.
People don't go out of like a logical thinking way anymore. They're just trying to emotionally damage the other person, whether on either side.
Yeah.
Right. They don't care about like whether it's the same circumstance.
Right. Bring a pallet of bricks to a peaceful demonstration.
Yeah, sure.
Presidential. Calm down.
but it's what happened is that people get stirred up through an emotional response.
Presidential debates is a good example of that issue. So that happens a lot because they're just trying to upset the other party, make them slip up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's about what they're doing anymore.
Right.
It's about what the other guy's
like
doing.
It's the truth and the lie. Like, it's universal. It's forever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's from the beginning. Like,
yeah.
That's what Jesus told him. My people are on the side of the truth and they hear it.
Yeah.
And then Pilate had to make his choice. He's like, what are you saying? Is it me or is it the truth? I know the truth. I know he's innocent. I know he didn't do anything and they're jealous of him, but it's me, you know.
You know, yeah. I can't lose this position,
right? Like John said, you're speaking the words of your father.
Yeah.
That's why to him, what is truth? Like, is truth what's actually true, or is it his power?
Right.
That's true to him. It's more true than with this guy. You know, who is this guy?
Yeah, it's the fruit of a fruit of the flesh, right?
And I believe Pilate's taught teetering in his heart too.
I hope he's in heaven.
Yeah.
I hope he is too.
I bet there was a few Pharisees that actually changed too.
Well, I bet there was a ton of them.
Well, you know Nicodemus.
I forget where, but it talks about the mystery, that God had this mystery from the beginning of the world.
That's in Romans.
And they didn't know it. The rulers didn't know it. Some people did. You've seen the people that did. They weren't the rulers. But the rulers, the actual big dogs.
And it's also in that letter.
Right.
Is it?
It's in that letter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they didn't know it, or else they wouldn't not have crucified him.
Right.
But that's why I think, like, God knew their wickedness in that moment, that he had to use it. What happened later, who knows? There was hope for everybody. I know that.
There's one thing I know, that there's hope.
Yeah. That's all I need.
Which one of the three that remain?
Nice.
Anybody got else? Anything else on that? Got anything, Orlando? No.
I see Jesus's love in there too. That, you know what? He didn't, like you touched on earlier. He didn't come up with the dukes up.
No.
He's like, okay, now we're fighting.
Yeah. He didn't. He
knew the time.
He loved them and he told them, "I am, and you'll see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the Mighty One." And coming on the clouds of heaven.
In one of the passages, I was trying to find it, but I couldn't find it. But they ask him the same question. He's like, I have showed you I am that man. Have you not seen what I've done? You know, it's almost like, it's like he didn't actually say it. He just was like, well, if you're paying attention to what's going around you, you could see what it is. Like, I shouldn't have to tell you. You guys know the scriptures.
I think that one I said they slapped him. Or,
I don't know, something like that. It was like he indirectly said that he was the Messiah, but it was like
thinking of it, it's before it was like earlier in John.
Yeah, I think it was earlier.
They said, if you're the Messiah, tell us plainly. He said, I have.
Exactly, that's what it is.
My signs are a testimony. If you don't believe them, you're never going to
believe them. Yeah, that's exactly the scripture.
Yeah. Not really.
So they had the signs. They got to see more than what we all get. You know, we don't get to see that. They got to see it. So they were held to a little bit higher standing.
That's probably why there was a little bit more movement, too. Mm-hmm. Got anything more? No? Got anything, Tony? All right.
Where's the love?
You guys ready to move on?
Yes. Okay. Reading or studying?
Studying.
Reading more forward?
Reading more forward.
Okay.
Forward.
66.
Mark 66. Yeah, I was more, thought we were advancing studying more. I just want to make sure we went through everything.
Are you going to deny him?
Surely not.
Sure, I have a couple times.
Surely not, my Lord.
It says, while Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. You were with the Nazarene. You were with that Nazarene, Jesus, she said. But he denied it. I don't know or understand what you're talking about, he said. And he went out into the entryway. What a little girl, you know? Couldn't even, like, took his big boy pants off and totally denied him on that one, huh?
He's like, I can't wear these. Not right now.
In front of a little girl. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, this fellow is one of them. Like she knew it. Like, she even have to, like, she's just trying
she
to make
even
it
even question
point
it
there.
At that point.
She already knew. It didn't care what came out of his mouth. Again, he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean. He began to call down curses and swore to them, I don't know this man you're talking about. Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered, and the word Jesus had spoken to him, before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times. And he broke down and wept. Dang, imagine being that.
He became a real little girl at that point.
Oh yeah, I would have came like a little girl too.
I do this all the time.
Yeah.
I hear the rooster crow all the time.
Why, Lord?
But yeah,
Judas is the one that sold him out, right?
Judas was the one who sold him out.
Yeah, but remember the teachings of Jesus. It's not about what you do. It's what's in your heart. You understand?
Yeah.
So him doing this was just the same thing as Judas turning him in. Just from the perspective of the heart.
We betray him all the time. And deny him all the time when we don't do what we're supposed to be doing, you know. When you go against your dad, when you go against your dad and do what you're not supposed to do, you're denying.
He baited you.
I'm just kidding.
What was your question? You had a question.
I did.
Oh, I thought you did.
I probably did, but I forgot.
Good job,
she
Paul.
Got baited, and so she forgot.
Good job, Paul.
That's my job. No. Distraction.
No, but I think the difference between Judas and Peter was
the repentance.
Peter just immediately recognized his error.
Yeah. No, well, Judas recognized his too because
he
was in sorrow, tried to give the money back.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't repent.
He didn't go and he didn't. Himself. He didn't go and ask for forgiveness. He didn't.
Yeah, that's where it was. That's where the truth is that even though Peter went back into the world, at some point he came back after he was sifted, where Judas stayed out there.
And just went and hanged himself because he was so broken about what he did, but not broken enough to repent.
He didn't feel probably worthy enough to repent. Because of what he did.
Well, we got to remember it's not about us.
Exactly.
It's about what he did.
Yeah.
Maybe he was too ashamed to repent.
Good, then.
Isn't that what form of sin is that?
That's
pride. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Right? Same sin that the devil suffered, right?
Yeah. Man. That,
I was talking about that today. At work. Yeah, we fall into this a lot more than we know, and we deny them. When we deny them, when we're acting like the world, we're denying them. When you know we fall into stuff, we're denying when, yeah, when it's on our heart to speak or do something and we don't act on it, we're denying that too. But you know what? It's not about him beating us up about it. We get remorseful, you know, when God reveals it to us. And that's and he doesn't show us to hurt us or make us sad, you know, to make us cry. He doesn't beat us that way. He shows us so that next time we'll do better.
Yeah.
You know, that's his whole purpose for us, so that we can see it and next time get up and don't make that mistake again. Remember how it felt.
because for the most part, like, it takes more than just three times for most of us to recognize it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we do it way more than just three times before that rooster crows.
And that's where true repentance comes in.
Like
myself, cry your
corneas
out,
mourning
yourself.
Right.
I'm never to do that again, ever.
Right.
Ever. Yeah. I think that's what that representation of that. The rooster represents is that, like, oh no, it's like the veil was lifted in a way, of the sin that you were doing is like the recognizing that what you've done, you know.
Could you not see
what he said? It was what Peter said that set him up for that.
Yeah,
because he said, "I'm not gonna deny you. I won't."
Yeah,
Jesus knew. He's like, "Come on, you are flesh. You know, like, I know your spirit's strong, but you're not."
Yeah.
And he got to know that he's not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He still has to rely on him. He's got to rely on God.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what we covered too on Tuesday, that all of them are going to scatter. All of them are going to deny. And then Peter said, oh, I won't.
Remember Jesus?
Well, I think it's stated
example.
That all the disciples said the same thing, right? I won't deny you up onto death. And every single one of them had to. You know, they were held to that.
But what would honestly, us in today's age, we don't.
Right.
We weren't there with a cry mm-hmm. for 3 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine us. We don't see him. We have a faith. Imagine. That's what I sit there
and
feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You better not.
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter was the first.
I don't believe and not seeing.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring up with when Thomas.
Not seen and yet believe. Because there are those that sing and still
didn't
believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're not here for all of history. We're only here for the allotted time that the Lord has given us.
Exactly.
And in that time, we're only responsible for that time that we're here. We're not responsible for the time before. Or the time before that.
Or even the time after that.
You know, so we're also held accountable in our own way for the Lord. You know, it's not going to be the same story that Peter did.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's what I don't want to ever dishonor God again.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what they're doing
too. Oh.
Yeah, and that's what you said. Peter declared, even if all fall away, I will not. And then Jesus said, I tell you the truth, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times. But Peter insisted emphatically, even if I have to die with you, I'll never disown you. And all the others said the same. But Peter spoke up first. That's why he got...
Well,
he got told.
Like they say, when push comes to shove,
mm-hmm. But they all said it, and we all would do the same thing, you know.
Yeah, I think it goes back to what Mike was saying. It's that brokenness that Peter had to realize.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's the same thing that we have to realize too, because if we think like in a prideful way that, like how Peter did, when that time comes, we'll buckle.
Yeah.
But if we know that we're weak and we have to rely on the Lord, when that time comes, we'll hold out to the end. And because we won't rely on our own strength, we'll rely on God's strength.
It's funny too, because every time you think you got something handled. Oh, I got this. I got it down. God's got a way of God's got a way of pulling the rug out from under you. Oh, really? I want to show you.
Yeah. Let me test you a little bit.
Oops,
right.
No, you don't.
It's like the whole book of Job
right
there.
Right. So never think you've outgrown your need for God. We've had, I've been with Matt and heard people say, oh, I've been in the Bible all my life. I don't need to study this. I don't need, And it's like,
And then they fall on their face.
I disagree because I did. You have to study all the time.
You have to, or you won't maintain.
Wherever you do study is what you become anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not in the Bible and you're studying something else, well, it's what you become like.
Are you going to stutter a medical
book? It's just
book?
The Sons of Anarchy magazine. No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
Oh. Lord, forgive that person.
No kidding.
But that's the truth. Like, some people are like that, though. They can remember every single part of a show, you know? Like me growing up, my favorite one was South Park. And I could tell you all kinds of things
is
from South Park.
Is that animated cussing thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not on my house.
Wasn't
it was, like, my favorite show. And
so was Beavis in that other one, huh?
No,
We didn't watch either one of them.
But I became like it, you know, like that satireness in my heart, you know, like I was quick to come up with some funny way of hurting someone's feelings, like how that showed up all day long, you know, and that's where I put my time. But then eventually I started growing with the
that
Lord.
Was then.
Yeah,
this is you now.
And then now half the time someone says something and like I'll say something back, but then like 30 seconds later I was like, man, I should have just said scripture, because I could have said scripture right back to that. I didn't even have to think about it, you know, like what was I thinking? That would have been a good one.
I didn't even need a show to teach
it's,
me
it's
that.
It's fighting your flesh.
Yeah. It came pretty natural.
Well, that's your environment, right?
Yeah. It's a guy. You know, I don't know that my dad wasn't. My stepmother was.
It's a good thing you want to lie. Because when you go home, you remember it.
I would not like it.
It's funny, too, because it talks about, like no one loves discipline, but you know what? When God disciplines us, you start to look forward to it, embrace it.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it's evidence of the Holy Spirit in your life. It's evidence that he's still working
in
you.
When he convicts your heart,
and sometimes we need to see that evidence, you know. Because we go on autopilot and think, wow, where are you, Lord? I'm right here. I never left.
To love, to suffer.
You know, the thing about Peter, too, is that this is the middle of his story. This is not even the end.
Right.
This is just the middle, and it's really good.
Yeah.
To the point where he's still teaching us now.
Yeah.
From the grave, you know?
Right.
It's like the beginning of his testimony.
Yeah. So this is just the beginning of his arc, and it's going to get better.
Yeah.
And if you find yourself here, letting the Lord down, even after he said he wouldn't, it's not the end of us either. You know? God willing.
Even after the Spirit, he let the Lord down, right? Paul had to rebuke him.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not just you become perfect tomorrow. Both Nick. Unless you like go with him, you know.
Jacob
then
you're and Nick.
Oh, you already knew the dilemma. You can see it on the face.
Well, he could see the.
Yeah. Never mind. Can't say that. It's not nice.
But don't get worldly on.
No, it was just not nice.
I don't plan to.
Then please tell me.
Okay. So, anybody got anything else on that? Anyone want to point something out? Anyone want to talk to me tonight?
You know, I'll talk to you.
Anybody?
Oh. I'm not a person.
No.
No?
I do not want to talk.
See?
No, I just don't know what to say.
You're just in awe? How great the scriptures are? Is that how it is?
No, I just don't understand big parts.
Do you want to understand?
Yes.
Then why don't you ask questions?
Oof, that was a bait. You took it.
She takes them all.
I have to.
You don't have to. You could just say no.
I can never say no. I am forced. I am neglected in this household.
Neglected? I think it's the opposite. What I was going to bring up was, what do you think about the curses he was calling upon himself?
I think it's a representation of going back into the sin that you were once pulled from.
The first time it's just like the sin.
And then the second time it's a little more of that sin. And then the third time it goes, you're full back into the sin, you know? It's like,
and that's another thing I wanna point out, is that's what we have to be very careful, is when we are reading God's word, that we're listening. Because the first kind of the Rooster crowed, and he didn't.
He didn't even think.
Right.
It was the second time that he was like, "Oh yeah,
I did hear it the first time."
Oh, that was the first one?
Yeah.
No, what I always thought about it was...
But did he curse out the little child?
No, he was cursing himself.
Oh.
Trying to be cool, you know?
What I always saw it as was he was trying to fit in.
With
he was
who?
Trying to hide himself into the people, showing that he wasn't one of the disciples, because this is something the disciples didn't do. So he was trying to hide himself within that.
But where were the disciples at this time?
They all scattered.
They left. They scattered. They ran different places. Some of them
Remember,
were at the crucifixion.
Mark was naked.
Mark was, naked.
I like that part too much.
But
that's funny picture.
Why was Mark naked?
Because someone grabbed his clothes and he slipped out from him.
But
someone grabbed his clothes and he ran and then pulled off of him.
I always have to remember this too, is the curses he wasn't calling down wasn't what we have today that we call curses. It's not curse words saying F or the B word or all these different words. It was him literally saying, like, going to hell, like, curse me, curse my life, and calling those types of curses down on him. Those were the curses he was calling down. It wasn't him...
But why was he cursing himself?
To fit in.
To fit in.
To be cool.
But that's not cool.
It was so he could hide among the people. To show that he wasn't one of these people. That they're accusing him of being.
But the girl already... Like, didn't Peter already knew that, like, people would recognize him? Like, he already, like...
Probably, but at the same
like,
point...
Why did he try to deny the girl? Like, why did he...
Could have been...
Because he took his big boy pants off and
right.
couldn't even stand up to a little girl.
Just being afraid because he's seeing what's happened to Jesus and how
they tried to
Are they
going to
do him, too?
Yeah.
The disciples
but
all
didn't
split.
He, but like, didn't all the disciples love Jesus?
Uh-huh.
They all did.
But they all.
They even
all,
said, "To the point of death, Lord, I'll never deny you."
We read
and
it, deny you.
And
we
a little girl
last
came
week,
along
though.
And, you know,
and made them all
it.
Trip.
Oh. Never got that little girl again.
We read it last week. The scripture it says, "You will all fall away," right? And then it reverted back to. Was it Zechariah? I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. They all ran thinking that's going to happen to them too.
Exactly. The flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all fell into their flesh.
And they all went back fishing. Just
yeah.
like before.
Not all of them. They all went back to what they did before.
Yeah.
Some of them were fishers.
First they were hiding in their hiding in the house or the apartment or wherever they were meeting. They were all hiding in there, behind a locked door.
But why would they? Jesus told them different.
Fear of prosecution. They just, you know.
They were scared to die?
Yeah. It's a spoiler, but they just saw Jesus die, so they're all hiding.
Spoiler.
Spoiler, because we're going to read it in a study or two.
But Jesus, I thought Jesus prepared them. I thought Jesus said, like, I'm going to die, like, but I'm going to rise up. Like, don't worry.
And these things they didn't understand yet.
Well, he told them, too, that they were going to run. He told them, you are going to run away. You are going to go to your own place, but I'm not alone. Because God is with
them. He said it. Where I'm reading in John, it was the last three chapters, 14, 15, 16, 17. He's talking to them at the Last Supper. One of them, he says, I've got much more to tell you, but you won't understand. You know, the Spirit will open your eyes to it. And he even says all throughout John that, you know, he told them these things, but they didn't understand it. They recalled it later after he was crucified, you know. So, I mean, you know, someone's going to tell you, well, I'm not going to be with you much longer. And you're going to be like, what, you know. And not understand it fully what's going to happen until, you know, and you think, oh, that's not going to but then when it happens, they all recalled what he said. It was all brought to light. And the Spirit reminded them. The Spirit brought it to light. That's why they were able to write so deeply and so much. Because those words are all Spirit-led.
This one's teaching us. And then the world had to come and shut her up. I'm just kidding.
You good, Tony?
Yes.
I understand fully now.
What shall we say then? Shall we go on reading?
Yes, we shall.
Whenever you're done, 16, real quick.
Yeah, you do your thing, bro.
This is one verse.
What are you reading?
About? One verse.
It's John 16:32, and it says, "Behold, the hour cometh, yeah, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and ye shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me."
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we saw that happen. Mm-hmm. He told them before it happened.
Yeah. And he does the same with us. He prepares us. He shows us things. We read scripture and it pops out, jumps off the page at us, right? And then we get into a situation and it's like, wow, okay, you know, those things the Spirit brings them to mind that we can rely on Him and turn to Him through it. You know, like He says, "My word I've written in your heart." My word I've written in your heart. So we'll know, but yet we don't get it at the time. We can't even fathom what, you know, how it's going to lay out, but God has a plan and a purpose. And just roll with it. A lot of things take us by surprise or catch us off guard, but yet, and we tend to react to it, but, you know, God tells us, you know, peace with you. You know, don't be afraid. Don't fear. Don't be anxious. Don't worry. All this stuff. You know, all this stuff that we catch ourselves doing and being controlled by. But yet, in him, all that can be taken away. "Come all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest." That heavy laden doesn't just mean heavy labor, but also a heavy burden in your mind. You got a lot of things going on. You need help. You need answers. I'm here for you. You know, "Take my yoke upon you, for I am gentle and humble at heart. You'll find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-30.
I'm
like, okay, that's not what you just told me.
Right.
Thank you, Jordan.
You're welcome. He gets confused time.
And getting more and more dyslexic as I get older.
That's nothing to do with old age.
Okay.
Oh, I disagree.
All right, shall we go on reading then?
Yes.
What shall we say?
Yeah, that's why. Shall we go on sinning? Shall we go on reading?
By no means, Lord. Oh, sorry.
They're not
quoting
one
scripture.
The same. Reading the Bible is not sinning.
That's what I was saying. I was quoting scripture. By no means, Lord.
All right, ready?
Yes.
All right, it says, "Very early in the morning, the chief priests..." chapter 15:1. "Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin, made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. 'Are you the king of the Jews?' asked Pilate. 'You have said so,' Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again Pilate asked him, 'Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of?' But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested, a man called Barabbas."
Man called
was in,
Jacob.
Yeah, a man called Tony, a man called Mike, a man called Paul, a man called Leah.
Angie says hi, everyone.
Hi, Angie.
I don't think you meant that.
Hi, Angie.
A man called Barabbas in prison with the insurrectionist who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. Do you want me to release you, the king of the Jews? Asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to Pilate to release Barabbas. What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews? Pilate asked them. Crucify him, they said. Why? What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder. Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them and had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Bum, bum,
bum. John had a lot to say.
Sorry, I was laughing at your baby earlier.
John does have a lot to say. Especially in this. I think it's my favorite version of it.
Mm-hmm. Want to read it?
Read it.
John, starting at John 18. Starting at John 18 through most of 19.
The whole 18?
No. Starting at verse 20.
Okay,
let's go back where you were.
20.
20. 1820. It's a good year. I remember it.
Do you?
Not that old.
I was going to say.
You're as old as Joel Biden?
Joel Biden. Joel.
Jeez. Hi, Mary.
Oops. Didn't mean to say miss that one, did you?
Miss you, Angie. 100%. John 18. Is that, you know what? That's not 20, my eyes. It's Jesus before Pilate. That's 28.
Okay, so these people, they're like church cops, huh? They're not even cops.
Right.
They're just church people, like a mob of church.
Yeah, they're they're like, hey, you're not doing this.
And they're taking Jesus to the actual cops.
Yeah.
Right.
Practically.
And unlawfully getting
him. Yes, 28.
This is the bouncer bouncing him out of church.
My eyes can't see the little
right.
chapter numbers very good.
We excommunicate you.
Here, can I borrow?
Then the Jews led Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, the Jews did not enter the palace. They wanted to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate came out to them and asked, "What charges are you bringing against this man?" "If he were not a criminal," they replied, "we would not have handed him over to you." They're not even answering.
The answers had to be different. They couldn't be the same ones for the Sanhedrin because they were Jews and they cared about what he said, you know?
Right,
against
right.
their religion. They had to have something different. Now.
Right.
Yeah, they had to have an actual account.
Right. Because Pilate's like, "I'm not judging your religious laws."
Yeah, these are the laws of the Romans. What did they? What did he break?
Yeah. According to theirs, right?
Right.
Pilate then said, Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." "But we have no right to execute anyone," the Jews objected.
Dang, they just answered it themselves. Yep.
This happened so that the words of Jesus had spoken, indicating what kind of death he was going to die, would be fulfilled. Pilate then went back inside the palace and summoned Jesus and asked, "Are you the king of the Jews? Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then, Pilate?" said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, And for this I came into the world to testify the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me. What is truth? Pilate asked. With this, he went out again to the Jews and said, you know, so it kind of seems like Jesus is getting nowhere with Pilate. But then Pilate, where I lost it. Oh, Pilate then went out again to the Jews and said, I find no basis for a charge against him. But it is your custom for me to release one prisoner at the time of Passover. Do you want me to release the king of the Jews? They shouted back, no, not him. Give us Barabbas. For now Barabbas had taken a part in rebellion. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged, and the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put him on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they struck him in the face. Once more Pilate came out and said to the Jews, Look, I am bringing him out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him. When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and purple robe, Pilate said to them, Here is the man. As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, Crucify, crucify.
You gotta do it the right way.
Crucify, crucify.
Sounds just like the movie.
Pilate answered, You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him. The Jews insisted, We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God. When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. Where do you come from? He asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. Do you refuse to speak to me? Pilate said. Don't you realize I have the power to either free you or to crucify you? And Jesus answered, You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin. From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jews kept shouting, If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar's.
And political power.
Anyone who claims to be king opposes Caesar. When Pilate heard this, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judge's seat at the place known as the stone pavement, which in Aramaic is Gabbatha. It was the day of preparation of the Passover week, about the sixth hour. Here is your king, Pilate said to the Jews. But they shouted, Take him away, take him away. Crucify him.
There you go.
Shall I crucify your king? Pilate asked. We have no king but Caesar, the chief priest answered. Dang. Finally, Jesus handed him over to be crucified.
If they only knew the words they say. I'm sure they did after.
Yeah, once the Holy Spirit was in the world.
It's pretty deep, and it's like we always say to put these four gospels together, because there's a bigger picture in there.
I can see saying, we have no king but Caesar, and God's like, oh no, you didn't.
But like what luck. Jesus told Pilate, you don't have any power over me, except it was given to you.
From above, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, God has him in that situation, not Pilate.
Yeah. Yep, and that's who he was trusting. You know, and Jesus had his moment too. He was in the garden. He wept. He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood, it says. You know, and he had his moments. It shows his humanity also, that he was man, but he was also God. You know, and so in that moment, he experienced that. And I say that to remind us what Hebrews says. God is not indifferent to our suffering. He knows. He knows what we're going through. He knows. You know, and so because he suffered and experienced what we go through, and so we don't have to fear and feel like we're alone in all of it. You know, we can't even say, God, don't you know what I'm going through? Because he knows. He knows. And we have to trust that. We have to trust that and cling to it. That's what gets us through it. You know, we can boldly approach the throne of grace because Jesus washed it away and prepared the way for us. I thought you were getting ready to say something. That's nope.
Why. I've been messing around with Sloan.
12 minutes. Get your prayers in.
Who is Barabbas?
A person who led a rebellion and killed people.
What does the name Barabbas mean? Anyone know?
I bad don't.
Dude.
Do you?
Huh?
Bad dude.
No, I think it actually, someone want to look up the name of it? I think it means something profound.
Hey, you guys remember too that when the Jews wanted to trick Jesus, they put him against Caesar and they brought the money out and were like, who do we pay taxes?
Right.
They put him against each other, like, now you got to make a choice. That's what the Jews did to Caesar. They put him against, that's what they did to Pilate.
Pilate,
they put him
against
Caesar. The same thing, they took his trick and used it against them, you know? But like he told them, you have no power over me unless they're given to you from above. God is in control of this, whatever's happening.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Take
God,
God
what is God's.
She keeps
son of
trying
the Father.
To give me a target.
Son of the Father?
Tony.
Or son of the teacher.
Son of the teacher?
That's what the two. It shows two meanings on that one. Son of the Father or son of the teacher.
Did it say what Barabbas was in there for? Insurrection?
Insurrection.
No one says he was in there for murder, too.
Yep.
Yeah, murder.
Yep.
Murder.
There it is. Target. She yawns.
Made that.
And what happened to Barabbas? Anyone know?
He was set free.
He was set free? Who paid his price?
The same men who paid mine.
Right.
So who are we?
Barabbas.
Yeah.
That's why I said, and he set Jacob free.
I
set
still,
Jacob free.
I get hot flashes all the time.
Man, said, but I'm trying to sleep.
No sleeping for you. Until I go to sleep.
You never want to hold my hand.
You want her?
Yeah.
It feels weird for me.
People's hands.
It's getting hot. She's on fire, bro.
Wait.
It's a Beatles song.
I wanna
it's a Beatles song.
Yeah.
I want to hold your hand.
I only know like 5 Beatles.
It is.
They're not that good. Don't even worry.
I already said it. Get your prayers.
That's the old generation.
We have one album at home, so I only listen to one.
Listen to it from a record.
It's because there's not as
vinyl.
Much red letters in this.
We actually do have
I'm just kidding.
It's in the closet.
My parents were big on CDs.
Anyone else got anything profound to say about that? Besides, you know, that we are Barabbas and we were set free. Jesus took our spot.
We're not Barabbas. We're the people throwing insults to him.
Until
we give our lives to him.
Well,
I'd pretty much say we're Barabbas.
Well,
because
Barabbas.
What did Jesus do for you?
Barabbas was let go in his place.
Are we not murderers?
Yeah.
Oh, because they
Jesus took the place of Barabbas.
Barabbas was guilty.
Putting him on the cross.
And Jesus took the punishment for him. We are guilty.
Or did he say, I want to be murdered?
It was, so the custom was, is that Pilate would release one of the two or one of the prisoners that he had at the time, right before the Jewish festival. It was a way to keep in good favor with the Jews. Well,
it's like a
the two people that
pardon,
were
in
prison was Jesus and Barabbas. Barabbas had actually led an insurrection and had killed people.
Jesus,
he was a thief.
Jesus did nothing and had no witness against
exactly,
him.
But they still said that they wanted Barabbas freed over Jesus.
He was the propitiation.
So Jesus took
propitiation.
The punishment for Barabbas.
Same as he did for us.
Do you have more gum?
I thought you were coming out with a question.
I thought she was too. And then she said, do you have more gum?
It was a question, technically.
Hey. That's what makes me like Pilate though, that he tried to keep his
that's what I love
yeah.
about
tried to have his power and accept Jesus for you.
One of the Gospels, it talks about his wife saying, have nothing to do with this man. I had a dream about him, you know.
I thought he's been torturing me with multiple dreams, is what she says.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. She did see multiple dreams of being tortured. Yeah. And
this man is torturing me in my dreams.
And then when he told him he was the son of God, he got scared.
Yeah.
He said, whoops.
Because he believed.
That's why I
so desperately want to see him in heaven, because that would be awesome.
He knew something was up. He's like, this guy's innocent. What's up?
So and then he's going to hear about the temple being like torn down when he dies and all this stuff, and he's like, dude, this guy really was who he said he was.
There was a rumor, and I don't know if it's, but that Pilate did come to know the Lord later.
They found his grave not too long ago, didn't they? About like 60 years ago or something, they found his grave.
Who, Pilate's grave?
Yeah, they always thought he was like a fictional character. And then they found his grave.
Fictional character from the Bible.
Well, it's just there was no proof of him, like, historically.
The world.
And then they found his grave.
The world tries to disprove the Bible all the time.
And then God decides to say, here's something funny for you.
Actually, them trying to disprove
then,
the Bible proves the Bible.
Yeah, and then archaeologists go out trying to disprove. Or trying to find stuff based on the Bible, and they do find it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's almost always. James Dobson, I think, I don't know the full story correctly, but I believe he paid 100 people, 100 atheists, to prove prove the Bible wrong, and then they came back believers.
Every single one of them, because they couldn't prove it wrong.
Yeah. The guy who paid him must have knew his Bible.
I love when you start
Dobson. Yeah.
The commercial.
Organization too. Yeah, he used to have, what was it?
Ted Bundy.
He's stripping.
That's the guy.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Who?
Focus on the Family was the program. He's no longer part of that.
Forest Trips is what
you're
talking about.
Oh, yeah. He had a radio show, Beautiful
Story. Like, what's going on here?
No, I'm not talking
we're way out there on it.
Ted Bundy.
What's that?
I like a man called Norman.
Who's that guy that set out to disprove the Bible?
That's exactly what mine was, that commercial when you did that.
Oh, that was the guy that wrote... Evidence, the case for Christ. Lee Strobel.
I like the way they put it in there. Is some of the even though some of the books in the Bible aren't the same as the other parts of the Bible, that's actually evidence of it being real.
Yeah, the each has just little pieces of the story when you put it together.
Well, you gotta look at it from the perspective of, like, if you were to do a crime and you were to take an in and you did it with three other people, you gotta get your story straight if you don't want to get caught, right? So, for them to have somewhat odd accounts, but the same account, would prove more likely that, oh, that's what actually happened.
Right.
Because they don't all say the same thing. But they say the same thing, you know?
Not only me, but in the same timeline, hundreds of thousands of years written apart, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good story, too, because Lee Strobel's wife came to know the Lord, and he was upset about it. He was a journalist, and so... an investigative reporter, and he went out and investigated to disprove the Bible. He said, okay, I'm going to settle this once and for all. And
God,
basically,
so
and became a believer.
Yeah.
It's my voice, Jerry. I have that about me.
Anyone got
put
prayers?
People to sleep. We have one for Mary Jane. Put one in for Tina. She gets her MRI results tomorrow.
Cool.
We want to pray for Nick for his job situation and his schooling and all the above.
My hearing comes up on Wednesday next week.
Mm-hmm. You're hearing? You getting any ears?
Getting your ear checked?
I do need to get them checked, but that's not the hearing I'm going for.
Dad, do you want to do a poker night tomorrow?
Where?
No, oh, you have bad purpose, sorry. Can I do a poker
night? With who?
With Cody and Matt.
With Cody and Matt? I'm sure you can.
Man,
I'm going to be down here.
You're letting her gamble? And the pastor is inciting it? What?
Not with real money. Not with real
money. They play with crackers.
No.
I know, no. But that's still gambling.
You play with black jelly beans.
Those are bomb, bro.
I love black jelly beans.
No, give me black, like, actual dysregulated licorice.
I want the red ones.
Real licorice.
Okay.
Felicia?
Keep them on check.
I am. Otherwise, I'll be.
I also.
Going to the whole candy store here in a minute.
Kathy put pray for Jerry and her family for peace and strength on Saturday.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. My sister did make it in without a problem.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
That's good.
Yep.
Prayer changes things.
Mary says, Paul next Wednesday.
Oh, next Wednesday is when Tina finds out
next
about
Wednesday, not tomorrow. Okay.
Did the MRI
Sorry, I read
one
it
day,
wrong.
And then they called her the very next day and said, we need you
we're
in
the...
quickly.
Okay.
So it's, you know.
Okay.
A little worrisome.
Yeah.
No, he's still here. His Bible's here. I just put it back or something.
Orlando.
Go find
doctor's appointment.
I know he has
tomorrow.
Purse. Yeah.
After you tell me your purse.
Doctor's appointment tomorrow?
Oh, don't.
For Allie?
Well, doctor's appointment tomorrow for Allie.
Make sure everything's good. Thank you.
Good.
Is as well.
They're checking the incision site, I'm guessing? Or are they checking the incision site or just checking the salon?
My 6 week
postpartum. Orlando.
After.
You've been given a pardon?
My, family,
postpartum.
Erase.
But for my sister. When I cross it off, she says, yeah, pray for my family.
Especially for my sister, she's flying at the end of this week to Paris for her exchange.
Oh, she's going to France.
So, yeah.
For the summer? For the summer?
Before, what is it? April, May, June. That's like a month.
Oh.
And then summer break, and then she's here again. For safe travel. And she doesn't really want to go because she's like a homebody. So.
Oh, she likes to stay at home.
Oh no.
Like with her, in her safe space. Like she wants to know the people around her. She doesn't like new stuff.
Ooh, good luck. Especially in Paris, that's a ton of people.
Does she know how to speak
homeless people?
That's the main problem. She does know how to speak French, but she doesn't want to speak French.
I had another path, but it wasn't. She knows enough to get
French. That's a really awesome way of learning French.
She knows enough to get by.
Awesome, thank you. Any other prayers?
I didn't do it, brother.
You did. You are indirectly.
Guilt by association. Yep.
She is waiting until
other
prayers.
That'll be a scar.
Yeah.
Is she getting any better?
There's one here.
Huh? I almost cut my finger off.
There's one here. So it goes down and comes back around, and the bone stopped it.
Yeah. I think the bone stopped this one for sure.
Prayers for everyone here. All our brothers and sisters that are here. That
we
are definitely
are that kind of time.
You always have time for people.
Amen.
There's never no such thing as you don't have time for that.
That's why I write these down.
The heart of the Lord right there.
Okay, can you call me later? I'm going to go back over.
Okay. I can.
He'll do that.
Yeah, no, he will.
I've done much less.
Yeah, you didn't give him that list.
Need to lift up O2.
He keeps the list.
It's oh, yes, okay. I'm going
yeah,
to keep O up. Actually, I would like, after our prayer that we pray over, Rwanda.
What's that?
That after we pray over you.
Sure.
He's a little mouthy these days.
Any other prayer requests?
I think he's given a meditation soon, isn't he?
To remember how to rest.
To remember how to rest is
like
what it's
like. Spiritually.
Oh, okay. Well, for you?
Yeah. Throughout the day. It's easy to remember when I'm, like, resting. But it's hard to rest when I'm not resting.
I have the opposite.
I mean, it's hard to remember that.
To not rest when I'm at work.
And you got Mike's friend, right?
Yeah, but
I already told
you.
She
looks so fancy.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that she gets better. That's my hope and prayer. All right,
I've done that before. And Stephen and Catherine,
I have
and family
them down.
And
I have Tina, and Memo, friend, but Tino, Memo, and family. Cyrus and family. Nick's situation with his job. Brother's hearing and surgery. Felicia, Jerry, and family. Allie's appointment, Tony and family, Tony's sister's travels, Yvette, Jackie, everyone here, and spiritual rest for Jacob at all times.
And Eric.
During the
and
day.
And Eric, there we go.
Oh, just during the day?
During the day.
Okay.
I think you can add on to that night too.
Jordan?
Just not always driving.
I pray that you get it.
One moment here. So
no, I mean
said
it spiritually.
I completely forgot
about that.
Eric,
spiritually.
There we go.
Not physically.
Amen.
Andrea?
Get spiritually attacked there,
bro? No, it's just my heart's in the wrong spot sometimes after some
going on with
things.
Or just in general? Her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that.
Mary
yes,
Jane?
He did.
Mary Jane?
I do not.
Oh,
thank
I thought
you
put her on.
No.
We said it.
I've been getting told things, like, all at the same time. My brain can only take in so much information.
Yeah,
I try. Thank you. All right. Let's pray. Lord, dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thankfulness for everything that you're doing, Lord, with this study, with our lives, Lord, just with what you're doing in this community, Lord. We ask that you would continue doing breakthroughs in this community, Lord. Continue having your hand over us. Help us to follow your spirit, Lord. Not just in our mind, not just in our thoughts, not just in our speech, but in our hearts, Lord. Help it to become our action. Help it to become our lifestyle, Lord. There's no thought about it. We're just doing it, Lord. Following you at all times, Lord. We ask that you would just lead this church, Lord. Lead each person here, Lord. Help everyone to at all times feel your spirit, Lord, that we would all, like Jacob was saying, have rest during the day, and not just for just rest, but for strength, for peace, for comfort, for your spirit over us, Lord, so that we could always be in your spirit, Lord. This is the rest we desire, Lord, to sit in your spirit and to have strength through your spirit, Lord. We ask your hand over everyone here, Lord, that you would get us home safely after this study. Help us to enjoy the time that we have, Lord, here on earth. Your time's coming quick and you're coming soon, Lord. And we thank you and we ask that you would just keep us in step with you so that when you do come, we're not found looking at our phones or stuck on worldly things, but that we hear you and we follow you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask your hand over Tina's MRI that's coming up, Lord. We ask that you would just have all things well with her, Lord, that you would heal her body, give her strength in her body, Lord, and that whatever they find, that it would be minimal, Lord, and that you're already healing it, that it's already being fixed from her body, Lord, that it's nothing that's major problem, Lord, that it would just be a simple, easy procedure or no procedure at all, Lord. We just ask your hand over it, Lord. We ask your hand over Memo and his family, that you would heal them and give them strength, Lord. And I say, for all of them, Lord, heal them all, Lord, because I know there's pain going through the family, Lord. And we ask just your healing over the entire family, over the hearts, over Memo's body,
over any relationship, Lord. We just ask that you would just heal every aspect of that family, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Pour your spirit out upon that family, Lord. We ask your hand over Cyrus and his family, Lord. Whatever they're doing today, whatever the case is that they're not here, Lord, we just ask that you would still have your hand over them, Lord. Give them strength, Lord, and help them to enjoy the time they have, Lord. That whatever they were doing today, that they would enjoy it, Lord. And that you would have your blessing over them, Lord. I know Cyrus was praying for his state test, Lord, and we ask that you would have your hand over him, Lord. Give him the knowledge and wisdom that he needs, Lord, that when he studies, he would remember it, and that it would be written in his mind and in his heart, Lord. But more importantly, that your word would be written in his heart, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we ask your hand over Nick and his job situation. We ask that your favor upon him, Lord, that any interview he takes, that you would send the perfect interview with the perfect interviewer, Lord, and that you would just have your favor upon him in that time, Lord, that you would give him a job that would treat him fairly, Lord, and help him to raise up and in this job and just to be full of your spirit, that he would spread your gospel to other people, Lord, through his actions. And Lord, we ask your hand over my brother and the hearing coming up, Lord. We ask your favor upon him, Lord. We ask that you would just pour out your spirit upon that courtroom, Lord. Go before him and already have the answer there, Lord. And we ask your hand over his surgery, Lord. Take away any anxiety, any fear, any doubt, any worry, anything, Lord, that is not of you. And we ask that you would remove it from him now, Lord.
Thank you.
That when he has the surgery, that he would just be full of peace and full of your spirit, knowing that he's going to be okay, knowing that he's going to get through it with your hand over him, Lord. And ask that you would have the surgery procedure just go just perfect, Lord. And that even when he gets out and has that healing time, that you heal him fast, Lord. We just ask this in your name, Lord. We ask your hand over Felicia, Lord, that you would heal her, Lord. Take away the sickness from her and take it from her household. Take it from everyone around her, Lord. Help no one around her to get it as well, Lord. But we ask that you would remove it from her, Lord. Strengthen her body so that she can come back to church and be fully here, Lord, because I know when you're sick, you're only half here because you're not feeling good. So we ask that you would have her be able to be fully here, Lord. We ask your hand over Jerry and the family, Lord, with the upcoming funeral, Lord. We thank you for getting that cousin here safely, Lord, or sister. We just ask that you would continue getting any other family members that are traveling, get them here safely as well, Lord. And we ask that your peace and comfort would be upon the family during this time. When people are sorrowful, we ask that you would just be there holding their hand and being the shoulder they cry on, Lord. And just help them all to feel your spirit and feel your love, Lord. We ask your hand upon Allie and her appointment, Lord. Help all things go well and that nothing is wrong when she goes, Lord. Just have your blessing upon her so that she can be healthy and everything going the way it's supposed to, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And also have your hand over the family, Lord. Just strengthen the family, both together and in you, Lord. Help them all to raise up this child. And I say all because it's not just Jacob and Allie. It's also Tony. It's also everyone that's around this baby. We ask that everyone around her would raise her up in you, Lord. That shine your light, Lord, and that this baby would just see nothing but your love, Lord, and that it would grow up in your love, Lord. We ask that you would have your hand over Tony's family and just have your blessings over them, Lord, and have your blessing over her sister, Lord, as she gets ready to go on to her travels, Lord. Just, one, have your safety upon her as she travels, Lord. Keep her safe, Lord, and we ask that you would take away the anxieties, Lord, of not being in your comfort zone, Lord, that she would enjoy the time, that she would have fun, and she would feel loved by the people that are there, Lord, and just to enjoy the sight, enjoy the place, enjoy the people, Lord. Just help her to enjoy that time, Lord. Not everybody gets to do it, and it's amazing when you do, Lord. And We just ask your blessings over her, Lord. We ask your hand over Yvette, Lord, that you would heal her body, Lord, take away the cancer, Lord. Just strengthen her. Down from the bone marrow all the way out, Lord. Just heal her entirely, Lord. And we ask your hand over Jackie, Lord. And I know she was going to interviews, Lord, and I don't know exactly how they went, but we do ask that you would, any other interviews, any other things that she does for jobs, Lord, we ask that you would send the right job, that you would just have your blessings upon her. And if she's not feeling well, Lord, we ask your healing upon her, Lord. Help her and Orlando to be feeling great, to be able to do the things they want to do, Lord, and to do it in your spirit, Lord. We ask your hand over Jacob and spiritual rest during the day, Lord. I know a lot of us forget to rest in you, Lord. We forget to go back to your spirit or speak to you throughout the day, Lord. And we just ask that you would just remind him, Lord, urge him every single moment, Lord, that even when a moment starts to come where he's not resting in you, that you would pull him back to it, Lord. Help him to constantly be aware to rest in you, Lord. And help him to find himself constantly resting in you, Lord. That you would write your word on his heart, Lord, and speak to him every moment of every day, Lord. We ask your hand upon Eric, Lord, and wherever he is, we ask your blessing upon him, Lord, that you would bring him back to your spirit, Lord, if he's not in it, and if he is in it, that you would just bless him in it, Lord. Just have your blessings upon him, Lord. Have your spirit in his life, Lord. Help him not to sway from your path, Lord. And have your hand over Andrea, Lord, and whatever she's going through, whatever she's stuck in or anything, Lord, we just ask that you would have your spirit felt upon her, Lord, that you would shine your light in her life and that you would bring her out of whatever she's in, Lord. And if she's just stuck in maybe sadness or anything, Lord, just remove her from it, comfort her and give her strength every moment of every day, Lord. Help her to feel your love at all moments, Lord, and to see your light, Lord. We ask your hand over Mary Jane and your healing upon her sinuses, Lord, and her headaches, all of it, Lord. Help her to feel your spirit, Lord, your hand, just touch her and heal her, Lord. We declare it in your name, Lord, that you would heal her, Lord, that she would just have her sinuses be washed away, the infection be washed away, as if it was never there, no damage, no nothing, Lord, and just help her to feel 100%, Lord. So when she's back here, she's that little ball of energy everyone sees, Lord. We love it, Lord. She has more energy than most people here, and it's amazing because that energy was what everyone needs, Lord. And we thank you for it. We thank you for her, Lord. We ask your hand over her. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I also want to lift up baby CJ to you, Lord, in his evaluation next week on Tuesday, Lord, for his hearing, Lord. We just lift that up to you, Lord, and pray that that something be revealed, Lord. Just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, before you guys go anywhere,
we're going to pray over Orlando.
You want me to pray with that too?
Yes. Remember the name, what it meant?